Well, Democrats and Republicans alike, Lee, in Congress, working behind Trump's back to block his nominees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Republican leadership's a mess. Donald Trump just blasted Senator Chuck Grassley. He said, who I got reelected to the U.S. Senate when he was down by a lot in the great state of Iowa, could solve the blue slip problem. He's got 150 nominees just backing up, everyone from highly qualified judges to U.S. attorneys. Says Chuck Grassley could solve it with the mere flick of a pen. Democrats like Schumer, Warner, Keene, Booker, Schiff, this is Trump writing on True Social, and other sleazeballs have an ironclad stoppage of great Republican candidates, even though they're in the minority in the Senate. They shouldn't be able to do this. Put simply, the president of the United States will never be permitted to appoint the person of his choice because of an ancient and probably unconstitutional custom that if you have even one person in the opposite party serving in the U.S. Senate who objects, he, she must give consent to the nominee, thereby completely stopping the opposite party's nomination, right? So this is one party objecting to certain nominees, and they'll block them, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what I'm about to read you is going to explain to you why Trump's entire first presidency was a loss. It was a loss of time. It was wasted. It was stolen from him. Why so many, he either had to leave in place people who hated us, hate America, hated Trump, and worked to undermine him to the point where when he left office, they were waiting for him on his front lawn to raid Mar-a-Lago. That's how bad this was. That's how bad the people he had to keep around were, because he had a choice. Either keep the ones there who love Democrats and hate us, or try to run someone through the Senate and get them appointed. And he explains, because of this unconstitutional custom, he says, with even one person in the opposite party serving the U.S. Senate, you know, can block a nominee. He says, thereby completely stopping the opposite party's nomination. The only way to beat this hoax is for me to appoint a Democrat or a weak and ineffective Republican. Think Bill Barr. Wait, folks, we need to advocate. Bill Barr needs to be on the list of those tried, prosecuted, and put in prison. Because of what we learned, he's Trump's attorney general. He is hiding the laptop, and he quashed the IRS investigation into Hunter for money laundering, the one where they laundered $30 million in bribes from the Chinese and Joe took 10%. We know now the whistleblowers had all that. They finally were ungagged after Bill Barr left office and they could talk to us. They did this fall. He hid Hunter and Joe's crimes from the public, hid the fact that they had the laptop since 2019. Senators were trying to get information from the laptop. Bill Barr was blocking them, so that a profoundly compromised guy, Biden, could become the president. So where do we get Bill Barr? Well, he was one of the few that would make it through the Senate. Why? He hated Trump, hated us, hates this country. He's a Bush guy, so all that goes without saying. They're open borders people. Trump wants to close the borders, and so Barr's going to do whatever it takes to get Trump out of office. That's how we ended up with these absolutely horrendous picks. Because you're not allowed to have anybody work for you who is loyal to you if you're Trump. And he's wailing on Senator Grassley because he says with one flick of a pen, Grassley can end this and let these appointments through. My judges, my federal attorneys, all of that. And so he says, therefore, I would never be able to appoint great judges or U.S. attorneys in California, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, Virginia, and other places where there is coincidentally the highest level of crime and corruption. The places where fantastic people are most needed. Senator Grassley must step up like crooked Joe Biden did when he openly broke at least two times the blue slip scam. And like others have done over the years, let our great Republican judges and U.S. attorneys be confirmed. He should do this immediately and not let the Democrats laugh at him and the Republican Party for being weak and ineffective. Okay, so on the one side, you've got Charles Grassley, because of his committee chairmanship, needs to get the heck out of the way and let Trump put judges, real judges, in these positions where we desperately need them to stop the judicial insurrection. real. I mean, Lee, you can't just go clean out the DOJ like everybody wants Trump to if you can't replace the people in it.
Yep.
Now, on the other hand, and this is the absolute true evil that Thomas Massey has been pointing out. I mean, this is mind-blowing what's going on right now. On the other hand, Trump's going, well, okay, I'll do pocket appointments in the meantime, right?
Mm-hmm.
End of the year, he can do what's called a pocket appointment. If he does it within a 45-day window at the end of the year, which we're in because the fiscal year ends 3 months, you know, before the end of the year, right?
If Congress is not in session.
Right. If Congress is not in session, Trump can do pocket appointments with a lot of this stuff. And so he could at least get his people in place instead of people who hate us. You think the Republican leadership's going to let him do that? Do I even have to answer this question?
Yeah.
Here's Thomas Massey explaining what the leadership is doing. During August recess, Speaker Johnson and Leader Thune, GOP leaders allegedly, plan to call the House and Senate into session every 4 to 5 days with practically no one there for the sole purpose of preventing Trump from making recess appointments.
Mm-hmm. Circumventing the process. I mean, they're going according to the rules, but...
So when you have Republican leadership out there lying, quite frankly, to you, saying the Democrats are blocking these nominees and they're so bad, okay, well, let's pocket appoint them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. Speaker Johnson and Leader Thune, Republicans... The two leaders of the House and the Senate are the ones allowing Democrats to do the blocking.
Yeah.
Now, I've tried to understand why would you do something so evil? These two are bad guys. I have told you that from the beginning. Ignore the Jesus routine that Mike's running. He's full of crap. Ignore the aw shucks guffaw stuff interviews on Fox News. This is a real Mike Johnson. You watch how he operates. You can see what he is. He is Paul Ryan reincarnate. He's... You know, Kevin McCarthy, who was another really bad dude, incarnate. These are the last holdovers, the last dying gasp of the Bush regime and open borders lobby.
I get such a kick out of hearing McCarthy and now on Fox News sounding like he's such a Trump supporter.
He and Paul Ryan blocked the wall funding, blocked Trump's immigration agenda, successfully held it off, held off his tax cuts for as long as they could. I mean, these two are a disaster. He is so full of it. What a smooth liar, though. And I can tell the most talented liar among them all is Mike Johnson. Man, that guy comes across as genuine. He is so good. I mean, I think he's better than Clinton. He is truly talented.
Maybe he should be up for an Academy Award.
He should. He should. So, I mean, can you imagine if he used that ability for good? I mean, yes. Oh, wow, that would never happen, though. So what we need is people to understand what Johnson and Thune are doing. Now, what I've tried to get to the bottom of is why are they doing this? The word on the Hill is they're holding out for concessions from Trump. In other words, they want Trump to do stuff for them or allow stuff to go through or sign stuff. And they want to use the fact they're blocking all of his nominees to get what they want. What I don't know is what they want.
Yeah, exactly. That's then that becomes the question.
I have a fear, though, that I may know what they want. I have a feeling, I have a guess. Let me put it as a guess, right? And I really like to bottom line guess for you, because if I don't know, I'll tell you.
Low confidence, huh?
Low confidence, yes. Kind of like an FBI assessment that the Russians are influencing the election.
Right,
yes, low confidence, which is really no confidence. There's just not a lower rating. You know that amnesty bill that got filed?
Uh-huh.
That Trump was talking up for a while?
Right.
The one where, well, it's not a real amnesty. We'll just give him visas and let him stay.
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually amnesty because Democrats will just give them voting rights later.
Yeah,
they'll amnesty them. Just they got to keep them in the country right now. That's the fight. Keep them here. Keep them here. Keep them here. Keep them however you can, so they don't leave. And they know if Trump starts giving visas to people in certain industries, those people won't self deport. And Donald Trump, the main way he's deported people is self deportation. There's been a million have left. Because they throw their hands up and they give up and they leave. You start handing them visas, they're not going to go. I bet you what they're going to trade, what they want to trade to Trump is, hey, you give us the visa amnesty for all these industries and we'll let you have your nominees. I bet that's it. But Trump can't. He tried to sell that to the base and they went, nuts on him. He had to walk it back. But like most times, Trump is caught between a rock and a hard place. Usually he can manage to wiggle out of it. But the way that we help him do that, if you use this show for show prep and you are one of, you know, those doing talk radio across the country, you need to explain this to your listeners, the evil that Johnson and Thune are doing right now to Trump, and tell him to get the heck out of the way. You are not reopening the Congress, you know, the House and the Senate every 4 days to keep Trump from making his appointments. Stop being evil. And the way we stop them from being evil is we let people know they're being evil.